basically, when you have a business that's an online business, or, well, any business really, where you're doing different bits of content at different levels, how do you know what to give away or talk about at each level that then, first off, doesn't give away the gold and the good stuff, but then leads them naturally into the next thing? You are listening to Your Dream Business Podcast, episode 231. You are listening to Your Dream Business Podcast, and I am your host, Teresa Heath-Waring. If you are a business owner who is striving to build a business and a life that you dream of on your own terms and doing something that you love, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I will share with you business, marketing, and mindset tools and strategies that I have used to start and grow my own dream business, as well as the dream businesses of hundreds of business owners from around the world. So if you're ready, let's get started. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. How are you doing? So I'm running a bit of a risk here because at the point I'm recording this, my quiz isn't ready. And I'm going to tell you to go and look for it in hope that when this episode comes out, it'll be ready. This is the problem with when you have a lot going on. I talked about this last week, and you try and batch a bit. So yeah. So basically, you can go to teresaheathwaring.com/quiz, and you're either going to find my quiz or you're going to find a link to the waitlist. I'm hoping you'll find my quiz. I mean, we're days off finishing it, and I'm recording this at least 2 weeks before it comes out. So I'm praying we're done. I mean, this could be embarrassing, quite honestly, but actually this gives me a deadline. I'm really good with a deadline. Like, if I had come onto this, I should have come onto this and go, the quiz is live now, then I'd make sure I get it done. And I think I'm going to make sure I get it done because I don't want to look a fool. Anyway, this is the problem when you've got so many things that you're juggling, like, and you want to try and get ahead. And my lovely Phil, who edits my podcast, who we'll link to in the show notes, is going on holiday. So that's why I've got to do it a bit more ahead than I would like. Okay, this week I am going to be talking about content. Now, I run, as you may or may not know, a 90-day program. And one of the questions I get a lot, and one of the things that we talk about a lot when I work with people one-to-one, especially if those people have an online course or a membership, is how do I make sure I give away content but don't give away too much to make sure they get my course? And I've been working with them on this and been working with them in terms of, like, how do they structure that? And I've come up with a kind of process or a framework that I want to talk to you about, which I think might help. Now, if you don't have an online course or a membership, then take it as if it's your product or your service. If you're a coach, then obviously you don't want to give away the gold. Like, I don't want to give away the thing that you are going to be paying for. Also, if you can hear the rain, it's absolutely throwing it down. What a horrible day. So I apologize if you can hear the rain on the window. So anyway, back to it. So we're going to be looking at it, and you've got to bear with me. And I think this one might be one you need to come back and listen to again, just to go and do it for yourself and go through the exercise yourself. But I'm going to run through it. I'm going to talk you through the exercise. And then, like I said, come and listen to this again if you need to go through it again to make sure you can work out how to do it for you. So basically, when you have a business that's an online business, or, well, any business really, where you're doing different bits of content at different levels, how do you know what to give away or talk about at each level that then, first off, doesn't give away the gold and the good stuff, but then leads them naturally into the next thing? So I'm going to talk to you about how we do this. So the first thing we've got to think about our different levels. So basically, we've got from the top going down, I've got obviously my paid thing. So in this example I'm going to give you, I'm going to talk about my course, Build My List. So we've got my course at the top. Then the next thing I've got going down is I've got lead magnets, which then take you onto my email list. Okay. So that's the lead magnet is the next kind of big content that you would get from me. But that's a hand raiser content. So it's not completely free content. You've got to opt into that. So this might be a Facebook group. This might be, I'm just trying to think of another example. Yeah, Facebook group, lead magnet, email list. It's that kind of thing where they have to actually do something to get access to the content. Then the next level down is your free content. It's your content that no one has to subscribe, or they don't have to opt in to get it. So for instance, you can be listening to this podcast and I have no idea who you are because you didn't have to tell me that you're listening to this podcast. So for me, it's a podcast. It might be a blog. It might be a YouTube channel. It might be lives. It could be any of those things that they can get your content for absolute free. They don't have to opt in to get it. And then underneath the blog or the podcast, I'm going to put social. So again, someone can look at your social for free. They don't have to opt in. You don't know that they're looking at it. So these are the levels. So let me just run through them again. So the top level I've got, which is the paid level, is the course. The next level down, which is the hand raiser level, is the lead magnet. This might be a group. The next level down for me is my podcast. This could be a blog or a video. And then the next level down is your social. Okay. So let's take my course, Build My List. So this is a course that you can buy at any point that we'll link up to it in the show notes, where basically in about 3 weeks' time, you can create your email list. It says start building your email list in just 3 weeks. I talk about the fact that having an email list is one of the biggest assets you can ever have. And my tried and tested Build My List course, now available in self-study. So you can pick up this self-study, do it, and in 3 weeks' time, have an email list started. So on the sales page, the first thing to do, not necessarily on the sales page, but that's where I'm looking in order to go through this information with you, is I want to know what you're going to be covering in that content. So if you've got a course, if you've got a membership, whatever it is you've got, if you do a coaching program, what are the main strands of things that you teach within that? So for instance, for Build My List, we do how many lessons? Six different lessons. So lesson one is what's a lead magnet? Who do you want on your email, on your list? Lesson two is coming up with the lead magnet, including copy and coming up with the perfect title. Lesson three is designing the lead magnet and your social media images. Lesson four is understanding the funnel process, coming up with the email and landing page copy, as well as looking at the dreaded GDPR. Lesson five, I walk you through the tech. So that's all about the tech. And then lesson six is how to actually get people to sign up. So the first thing to do is you take your different subject areas or your different kind of sections that you look at, and you decide to pull one of those sections out. So which one stands out to you? So for the purpose of this, I have decided to pull out the kind of like what's a lead magnet, and then like coming up with a lead magnet. I'm kind of thinking around focusing my content around the actual lead magnet thing. I could focus my content around generically why you need an email list. I could focus my content around, there was another really good one. Oh yeah, like coming up with the perfect title. I could do my content around how to get people to sign up. So you can see already I've got lots of different options and I'm pulling one option out. So the option I'm using for this purpose is the lead magnet thing. So in the course, I literally take you through step by step by step. So in the course, I break down the lead magnet in full. I give you the copy to put on your lead magnet. I tell you what lead magnets work really well. I give you the design of it. So you literally get the entire process start to finish. So that is not what I want to give you if you're not buying the course. Because if I give you that, you don't need to buy the course. So what do I do? What do I pull out? So the next level I come down to, and I find it useful to work this way, so I start with the course and then I pull out a lead magnet. So my lead magnet could be 10 highly converting lead magnets. I mean, it's kind of ironic that I'm talking about a lead magnet and teaching lead magnets, but you get my drift. So it could be that I just give you 10 ideas of lead magnets that work really well. And that is an opt-in. You have to give me your email address for it. Or I could do a lead magnet about the overall process if I wanted to just talk about the overall process. Or I could do you a checklist of things that you must include or must happen on a lead magnet. So it'll be things like, you know, you want a cover page because that makes a nice photo, or you want to do a small introduction to yourself, but get to the point quickly. It could be various things like that. It could be about the design of it, about, you know, don't make it crazy colorful, or on, I once downloaded a lead magnet that was white writing on a black background. No one wants you printing that off. You know what I mean? It'd be an absolute nightmare. So I could do a checklist. So there's various ideas that I can pull off from doing the lead magnet, okay? So the next thing down, so I've got this checklist. Let's say I'm going to go with 10 highly converting lead magnet ideas as my checklist. So the next thing down I want to think about is my podcast. So if I want to use that checklist, what would I talk about in a podcast? So my podcast might be around the what is a lead magnet and why do you need it? I'm not telling you how to create it. I'm not telling you the process of creating it. I'm just talking about what's a lead magnet and why do you need it? This could be a blog post. This could be a video. But your completely free content can introduce the fact of what a lead magnet is and why you need one in your business. So that's your subject for your blog or your podcast or your video. And then, as you will see, you'll do this kind of video or podcast on what's a lead magnet and why you need it. And then you can offer them the 10 brilliant converting ideas. Because if you've just listened to a podcast episode about how brilliant a lead magnet is, then you might want to download that. And then obviously from that lead magnet, we then go into our email systems, and with our email and our lead magnet, we can then recommend you go and do build my list. Can you see how this is adding up? So next level down, so we've got our course, we've got our lead magnet, we've got a podcast idea. So then we do our social. Well, the social should really just like give you the smallest bit of a teaser or the smallest bit of introduction to what the podcast is going to be about. So for instance, I could put up a post that says, how do you get people onto your email list? That could be my post on the Monday. I try and get some engagement. It's really good to ask questions. You know, your content doesn't have to be you providing value all the time. So I could say, how do you get people onto your email list? And I could say, you know, I'm going to tell you tomorrow one of the most effective ways in which you can get people on your email list. So then the next day I could put up a post that says, what is a lead magnet? Very short, succinct, sweet, does not go into detail like it does on the podcast, because then I'm saying to them, you know, check out this week's podcast episode where I talk about what is a lead magnet and why you need one. The other thing I could do is I could give you 5 ideas for a lead magnet, or, you know, top 3 converting, because then I can say, and if you want to know more, listen to my podcast, or I could direct them straight to the lead magnet at this point. I could say, here are the top 3. If you want to know the other 10 or the other 7, then go and check out the lead magnet. I obviously wouldn't call it a lead magnet, I'd call it a freebie. You might want to do a do's and don'ts. So, you know, just literally one do and one don't. Do, make sure it's something your customers need. Don't, whatever, whatever. So that could be a little post as well. And again, all of these posts are leading back to either straight to the podcast, or on occasions they can lead straight to the lead magnet as well. And then you could ask another question that says, do you have a lead magnet? What, you know, post yours, a link to yours below. I mean, that should get good engagement. So can you see how I've basically taken the big course thing at the top, I've looked at the course, I've broke the course down into lessons, I've taken one element of one of those lessons, and then I've pulled out content. But what happens is it all nicely matches in. So if you are coming to my social, and the very first thing you see is a post that says, what is a lead magnet? And you look at that and you think, okay, that's interesting. I didn't really know about that, or I vaguely knew about it. And then in that post, I'm saying to you, go and listen to my podcast. And it sends you to the podcast, and the podcast goes into more detail. And it's saying, this is what a lead magnet is. This is why you need one. These are really useful, blah, blah, blah. And then in the podcast, I tell you that I've put together this lead magnet that is 10 highly converting lead magnet ideas that you can choose. Then I might be like, awesome. So I'm going to download that, because actually I'm now really interested in what a lead magnet is. And then once I've got that download, I'm then going to email people going, you know, this is why it's so good and this is why you need it. And so we're going to have some emails maybe in between there. And then, and I think even at the lead magnet stage, I would immediately straight up offer the course, but I'm going to reconfirm it in the emails, and then I'm going to send them to the course where it says, okay, now you know what one is. Now you've got some ideas. Now you know the importance of it. Now let me walk you through exactly how to do it. And this is how I do it within this course. Does that make sense? I really hope you can see there that, one, this social media stuff doesn't need to be War and Peace. It doesn't need to literally go into everything. You can literally go, what is a lead magnet? And write a caption of a paragraph long going, a lead magnet is something that businesses use to get people onto their email list. Like, that's it. You don't need to go into give everything away in that first one. Once they've done that, you need somewhere to send them. So the main content, the big content is good. And then once you've done that, if you've got a lead magnet, brilliant. If you then from the lead magnet, you send them emails, and from the emails, you send them to the course. Now, I am not suggesting you do this for every bit of content you create. That is a lot of work. I don't do that. However, if you have a course that you are trying to send people to, you're trying to build up to, you're, you know, then that's how you can break your content down. And the other thing that you saw is from one podcast episode talking about what lead magnets are and how to do them, I've then come up with like 5 different social media posts for one episode. They're not the same. They all add value. They give you different things, but they all lead to the same thing. They all lead to the fact of, I want you to go and listen to that podcast. And then the podcast and or some of the social posts will lead to the lead magnet. And then, like I said, within the emails, I'll reconfirm it. I'll talk about the benefits of the course. And then I lead you to the course. So I really hope that has helped. I've been sat here drawing this as I talk to you because I'm a very visual person. So like, hopefully I've been able to get that across to you in terms of your stuff. So in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to be doing a workshop, and I can't tell you anything about it at this point because I'm batching ahead, as I said before. But we're going to be talking about some of this stuff in that workshop. So if you've got any questions, then make sure you look out for it. And also within my pathway that I have, which is part of my club, this is the kind of stuff we talk about in the pathway. So hopefully that has helped. Hopefully that's given you some things to think about. Hopefully you can take one of the elements of one of the things that you offer and you can work back and work out how you get someone from a social media post all the way through to buying your thing. Okay, have a wonderful rest of your week. If you know someone that this will benefit or you want to share some love, I would very much appreciate that. So please tag me in on social and I will get sharing on my social as well. Okay, have a wonderful week and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Your Dream Business Podcast. And if you loved this episode, then please feel free to go and share it on your social media or head over to iTunes and give me a review. I would be so very grateful.